This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hey guys, I'm Sandy.
And I'm Christy.
And we're a little bit dead. Whew.
Yeah.
It's been a week.
Yep.
It's been a couple of weeks, actually.
Yep. And honestly, we recorded without you, and it was weird. But we totally missed you.
I missed being there. I wish I could have been there. I was looking forward to him coming and hearing all about his story, so I'll hear it when I edit it, I guess.
Yeah, and I did ask for listeners if they had any questions or anything that they wanted to share with Nathan that we could forward emails to him.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
I've been out taking care of my Denny. He's getting closer to time, and it's sad, and I'm sad, and
Grief is horrible.
Yeah, and I was doing it by myself, taking care of him, mm-hmm. and that's hard. And he's on hospice. You know, at first I thought he just needed to go to the rehab place, and I got him in the rehab place, and he hated it, and so I had to go get him because he like refused care there. And I took him home, and I thought, well, this is going to get better. And it just so rapidly went sideways.
Yeah.
I mean, he went from being fine-ish to being bedbound in a matter of days.
Yeah.
And sometimes he knows where he is, and sometimes he doesn't. But I have been there taking care of him day and night by myself.
Yeah.
You know, his kids don't live here, and I don't know that they really understood the gravity. I don't know. But his son is here now, and so that's...
Yeah, I'm so glad that he was able to be here finally.
He came, and so he's there with him now. And we do have somebody to sit with him at night so I can sleep in a bed. Because I've spent a lot of nights on a really lumpy, old, uncomfortable couch.
Yeah.
But I had to be there with my... Denny's just my person. He's just my person.
Yeah. That's hard. So, I'm so sorry, Sandy.
Yeah. I've lost a lot. And this is just like a big blow. Because I'm not close to very many people, like you know, and so like I lost my mom. Now I'm losing my Denny. I lost my granny. I lost my mom. My Denny.
Girl, I'm telling you, I feel it. Now I'm not ever gonna say to somebody. I think one of the worst things that somebody can say to somebody when they're going through something is, "I know how you feel." Because every single situation is different. Every relationship is different.
Yeah, this is different than, and because I've kind of been through it. This is not my first time going through this. It's not. I don't want to say it's not as bad, but I kind of know what to expect, and so. You know, when certain things start happening, you're like, okay, well, that means that this is happening, and it's, you know, like we're looking at days now and not getting better or
yeah.
months or any of that. It's days. And so that is not having a good time.
No.
So, but it, everything's going to work out the way it's supposed to.
You know something that, I remember talking to Linda about this before I started working at the Tiki Hut. It was actually, I think, whenever she was interviewing me, I was telling her that one of the things that I saw as a, I don't know if a dream is the right word, but something in the future, and maybe when I retire, I don't know, but I think that there needs to be some kind of a program to help caregivers. Because when yeah. you're a primary caregiver to somebody that is in that situation, you feel so hopeless and helpless.
Yeah, and the hospice nurses were like, you don't look like you're okay. And I said, I'm not. And they said, you're getting burned out. Like, we see this all the time. Are you going to have some help? I said, yeah, his son's coming. And he'll be here on this day, whatever. And then they said, we can do respite care. But respite care is only 5 days, and then he comes back home. And so that's not really, it's respite for me, you right. know? And so I don't know, his son's got to go back in a few days, and so we've got to figure out what we're going to do. But I just, and I had to come to terms with I can't do it.
Yeah.
And keep, I know he wants to be at home. I can't do it by myself. And I know, you know, we've all got jobs, we've all got lives. I haven't been at work. It's Mother's Day week, you know, and Denny would not want me to let my business slide because of taking care of him. And so I don't know. But and I don't know if it's cold to say it or not, but, like, I hope it's sooner rather than later, just for Denny's sake. Like,
for his dignity.
For his dignity, it's, like, sometimes he has these, like, moments of clarity, and you ask him a question, and he'll say, no, I don't want that. And then you have to say, but I need you to do this to help me take care of you, because I am struggling.
Yeah.
And so that's, I'm sorry, I'm gonna cry, but watching your person, like, I know that if he was aware, he would be humiliated.
Right.
By what's had to happen. And so it's just real hard.
It's kind of a blessing then that he has those moments where he's not.
Yeah. Last night it was funny. He asked me, can you hand me that rod and reel over there? I said, yeah, where do you want it? He said, under the covers. I said, oh, okay, sure. Here's your rod and reel. And then he had his hands like on his stomach, and he started doing like this. Like, I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm going fishing. I said, oh, okay. Catch anything? You know. We had that little kind of conversation, and it was really sweet, but, you know, he was somewhere else completely.
Yeah.
You know, there's been times when he was on the farm, and he was telling me about not having any water on the farm, and he grew up on a farm in Minnesota, and, you know, just different things, but I'm just not having a good time.
Yeah.
So, on that note, let's talk about something else.
Okay.
Because I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Well, got through Wildflower Trails. Oh, my Lord.
Well, I'm glad
that was hot. It's like the weather waits until the week of our big town festival.
Yeah.
And it rains.
It rains
and there's
and it's
heat.
Yeah. Every year.
Why?
No. I think it's something about that weekend. I did not do wildflowers. I was on a committee, and I I'm not now.
No, but that's okay, because sometimes you have to take time away from other things to be able to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that that is okay. You know, I know that it is. But so many times that we put our own selves and our own needs on a back burner.
Yeah. Well, it was taking up so much of my time. And it was not worth it.
But you did win first place float in the parade.
Yeah. One of my employees wanted to, she loves to do stuff like that. And she wanted to do a float in the parade. And I always mean to do something in the parade. And then I don't have time. And I just, to be honest, don't want to. I mean, I always say that, oh, I should do that. And then I don't do it because I don't really want to. And I don't want to, like, I have so much other stuff going on, like, at any given time, especially, like, right now. I said, fine, if you want to do the parade and you want to do a float, I will give you this amount of money and you do whatever you want with it. You decorate it, you get it however you want it. I don't care.
It was fantastic.
It was great. She did such a good job. Shout out to Leanne. She did such a good job on that float. And a lot of that stuff was, like, stuff she had at her house that she's used on other floats. Because, girl, she'll just make a float and put it in a parade just for funsies.
My grandbabies had a ball. They got to ride with you. My husband pulled he pulled with the Can-Am. And so the grandbabies got to ride in that.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, and we chucked candy at children, and it was great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we survived that.
I had to stand by and watch this one because I was in the park.
Oh, yeah.
The whole time. I was telling them tonight, I was like, oh, I don't know. After talking to Linda, I don't know that we're going to set up in the park again. I think that we're going to just sell from the store. But it was neat, the people I got to talk to, the people I got to meet. I got to meet other vendors and visit with them. I met some pretty neat people.
You're such a little social butterfly.
I am, and I have no regrets over that, and I don't apologize.
Yeah. I just, since all this stuff's been going on with Denny, I mean, this has been going on for a while. Like, I haven't really talked a lot about it on here, but things have not been great for a while. But since all this has been going on, like, I just don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
So... but yeah, he takes a lot of my time. He has been taking a lot of my time, and so I just didn't want to. I didn't want to do Wildflower Trails. I didn't want to be on a committee. I just didn't want to.
Well, you probably have a little depression of your own right now because you're going.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not just the pressure of taking care of somebody, but also the loss that you're experiencing at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, losing somebody to Alzheimer's. You know, it's not that you lose them one time when they pass away.
You lose every them every day.
There's something going on that they're losing. And
this episode might be just in dedication to Denny because I keep circling back. But yeah, it's just been something different every day. It's been like a drastic, you know, one day he could get up and walk to the bathroom. The next day he fell out on the floor. Like, it's just been like drastically from day to day, something different.
Yeah. I'm so, so grateful for your husband.
Yes.
He has been, like, trying to stand in that gap for you. I notice it.
Yeah. He's been, my husband, I need to brag on him. I called him at 3:30 in the morning the other day. And he didn't answer, but he called me back about an hour later. He said, I'm so sorry, I was asleep, I didn't hear the phone ring. I gotta turn the air on, I'm hot. Let me finish this. he said, I'm so sorry, I didn't hear the phone ring, what do you need? And I said, I need help, I can't. I'm panicking, I don't know what to do, and I need help, can you come down here? He said, yeah, give me a few minutes to wake up, and I'll be down there. He says, is it an emergency? I said, no, it's not an emergency. It's just a mess. And he said, it's okay. Let me wake up and I'll come down there and I'll help you. So he came down and talked to me off the ledge and helped me. and stayed with me for several hours and kept me from jumping off a cliff because I was, you know. Let me go turn the air conditioner on. I'm sweating. Now I'm cold.
Well, in other news.
In other news.
I'm leaving in less than 2 weeks.
I'm so excited for you to go on your cruise. Oh my gosh,
I'm ready for a vacation. I completely expect to leave my phone in the room.
Yes. And well, most of the time you have no service anyway.
Exactly. So. The idea of just...
going and doing and having a good time, yeah.
Sleeping as late as I want to.
Yeah, not having to have an agenda, it's great.
Yeah, because I've been working a lot of hours lately, and, you know, last night, and I think my body does this when I know I'm right at the edge of, okay, this is almost over, and I knew that my boss was coming back to work, and my coworker is possibly coming back, and all this, and so last night, the first night that this happened, there was no relief. I went to bed. I took a gummy before I went to bed. I went to sleep, and I woke up, and I was hurting so bad. And so I ended up getting up, taking some ibuprofen, taking another gummy.
Oh, my God.
And then going back to bed. I did. Like, I could not sleep because it was just like my body was just inward. Because I have been standing on my feet for so many hours.
Yeah, you've been working a lot of hours here lately.
I was just like, oh, my gosh, I was hurting so bad. I'm like, I need a vacation. I'm so ready for vacation.
Yeah.
And, like, after this is over, like, I am still kind of in a panic. Because I still don't have a copy that they'll accept of my birth certificate.
Oh, no.
So, I was going to go today, but it was raining cats and dogs.
Oh, my God. This weather's ridiculous.
Of course. And so, I was just on my phone. I was looking at the weather app for tomorrow. And I was like, okay, tomorrow, as soon as I get off work, I'm going to the courthouse and get a copy that they will accept so that I have it in my hand. Because I'm not okay with any of this until I know I have my ID that I need. And then... as soon as we get back, we're getting our passports because we still don't have that.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, got to have a passport. We're going to Jamaica next summer.
So, as soon as we get back from the cruise, we're going to get our passports.
Yes, you got to do it.
This is dumb. It's so dumb that we... And, you know, and I kept telling Jerry, we need to go get our passports. We need to go get our passports. And he's just like, we don't need them. They said you don't have to have them. And I'm like, you're going to wish you had a passport. Well, now he's just like, well, let's just go ahead and get passports. It won't be here in time. It doesn't work that way. No,
we went several months ahead of time and almost didn't get our passports in time when we got ours.
Yeah.
And so.
And I did remind him of that. We are going to Jamaica next year. We're going to need a passport.
Yeah. So, get started on that. And then we weren't sure that my husband was even going to be able to get one because he's a felon.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. So, yeah, he just applied. He was so funny on his application. They ask if you've ever had a passport before. And if you say yes, okay, what happened to it? And it gives you like options. Was it stolen, lost, or other, whatever, you know, expired, other. And he put other, y'all took it from me in 1991. I was like, you cannot do shit like that. He said, well, it's the truth. Yep. I said, well, it is the truth. What did you lose?
Oh, my phone fell and it slid almost all the way into the closet.
I'll get it
in a little bit.
That's a fake closet. There's actually not a closet there.
Oh, it's just a door?
Yeah, it used to be a closet, but the bathroom's on the other side of that wall, and the toilet used to be like, there was a bathtub, and the toilet was almost touching the bathtub because it was so close, and you had to sit on it sideways.
Oh, my. That's
and
weird.
So, after my granddad died, they took out that closet and moved the toilet
over. Okay, back I gotcha.
To where there's where there was a space.
Okay.
Where you could sit on the toilet properly.
Wow.
Yeah.
The things you learn. So, when we bought our house, I would walk through the house and just try to picture, okay, how did this used to be laid out? Because our house was built in 61, I believe. And so, you know, you can tell, okay... this wall is definitely different from all the other ones. This room could not have existed at first.
Yeah.
Like, I know that they added on. And I have a fireplace in my dining room of all places. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me at all. And I keep telling Jerry I want to swap the rooms around because it's just like a big open concept, you know.
Yeah.
And I want to swap the rooms around. He says, you can't do that. You can't have a dining room with the front doors. I said, yes, I can. Why can't I?
Yeah, you can.
If I want it there, that's where it's going to be.
Yeah. And you've got that huge table.
Yeah. It'll fit just fine over there.
Yeah. I think you can do anything you want to at your house.
I think I can, too. I think I'm going to.
I love it.
I'm just going to have somebody that believes in me that'll come and change my lights out for me because I'm not okay with the way that the light situation is, though. They'll have to be swapped around, yeah. But, yeah, I'm going to move that one day so that the fireplace is actually in the living room because that is just weird.
That is odd.
It's weird.
I mean, it's cute.
And I have a walk-in closet in my bathroom.
I have a walk-in closet in my bathroom.
Do you really?
I have two walk-in closets in my bathroom. His and hers.
Oh, no. This is not a closet for clothing. This is a random storage closet in the bathroom.
Oh, well, that's for funsies.
Yeah, because all of the bedrooms have huge closets.
That's odd for a house built in the 60s. That had to have been additional.
It was the laundry room.
Oh.
It had to have been because where the laundry room is now, that was an add-on room. That didn't exist before. And then where I have I call it my Christmas closet or my craft closet.
Yeah.
That one you can tell used to be where the air condition was, but now it's back in my laundry room. So it's like, there's so many closets in my house.
That's fun.
So many closets. I love it.
There's a lot of closets here too.
Yeah.
But they're all teeny tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have teeny tiny closets. I love old houses and
me too.
How oddly they're laid out.
Me too.
All the additions and this house is. The shop's been added onto 100 times, and so it's laid out pretty oddly, but
yeah,
I love it. I like old houses.
Me too. It has character, and you could tell it was a custom build even when they first built it.
Yeah.
One of the rooms, like, you know, when you go down a hallway, you expect a hallway to be like a rectangular shape.
Yeah.
Mine's not. It goes down like it's going to be rectangular, and on the very end, there's a bedroom on the left that it doesn't have a door right here. It's like this at an angle.
Mm.
So
I've never noticed that.
Yeah, it's weird.
Never noticed that. Yeah. I need to pay better attention.
It's very interesting. So the door kind of faces inwards, sort of. It's weird.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah. It's different.
I'll have to pay better attention. We can talk lake house updates.
Yes.
We've got to gut the bathroom in there. And so we have a bathroom guy that did our bathroom at my house after the whole debacle with my house getting all messed up by the first contractor. This guy came in and saved the bathroom. He did it for like way less than this other guy was going to charge me. And did such a great job. So anytime we have bathroom stuff, we always call him. And I don't know his name. And I don't have his phone number. It's somebody that JC knows. But anyway, if you live around here, call my husband. Everybody has his phone number. You can find out for yourself what this guy's name and number is. And if you don't have his number, call me because I get at least 5 or 6 phone calls a day. Hey, I need JC's phone number. Let me stop what I'm doing and give you my husband's phone number. No, I do it all the time. It's fine. But yeah, and so he's going to, he's fixing to do that bathroom over there. And that's like the major project that has to be done before Thanksgiving. Like some of the other stuff is like, maybe it has to be done. Maybe if it doesn't get done, it's not the end of the world. Right. But the bathroom has to be done. And so he's going to come into the bathroom.
Oh, what are you going to do to it?
I'm going to put in a tile shower and try and keep it like just neutral, like white, gray, maybe.
Yeah, that'll be pretty.
You've seen my bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
My bathroom's, the paint color's kind of wild, but it's kind of that minty green color, but like the tile's all white and gray and
It's so much easier to change your paint color than it is to change
anything. Yeah, I wanted it to be real neutral and then do a fun paint that's like lakey or beachy or, you know.
Yeah.
And it's got like a big, huge vanity in there. It doesn't have a double sink, but it's got like a little makeup desk area thing. It's cute. And it's got a big old mirror that's like, you know how old mirrors like start losing the backing a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to leave that and just...
So you can tell it's antiqued.
So it's old and there's like...
Speaking of old mirrors.
I love an old mirror.
Okay, so we need to go one day, and I know that some of it is kind of cheesy, but you need to go with me on the ghost tour in Jefferson.
I will do the ghost tour with you. I was so... The last time I went to Jefferson, I didn't really have a good... I wasn't having that good of a time. And it was my birthday trip, and I wasn't having a good time. And so, yeah, I need to go to Jefferson with you, because maybe I would have a better time.
Well, we stayed at the... I think that they just changed the name of it. It used to be called the Historic Jefferson Hotel.
Yeah, I just think they're playing with fire over
they
there.
They are. Okay, so we stayed in the mirror...
I don't want to stay there.
We stayed in the mirror room, and we had one of those EMF machines. And, like, we were going all over the hotel with the EMF machine to see, like, if it would pick up any frequencies or whatever. The only place in our room that it picked up, there was this old mirror.
Yeah.
And this mirror, I mean, it was huge, and it was on the back wall. And you would get right to the middle of that mirror, and it would just start, like, beep, 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 just going off. And it was just like, there's something in the mirror.
Yeah. I don't know if I've told this on the podcast before, but where the workroom is, you know where the cooler is? My workstation used to be at that window against the wall where you could look down that kind of hallway where the cooler is and towards the bathroom. And then I used to have an old mirror that hung.
Yeah, you did talk about that.
Yeah, and Granddad, well, now there's that dresser that's back there that also has a mirror on it, and he still likes to play in that, so I had to scoot it down to where I can see it all the time. Because it would just be something passing back and forth in front of that mirror, like, constantly.
And there's nothing there.
But in the reflect, like, it was just, I would see it out of the corner of my eye, just something going back and forth. Because this is his bedroom door, that's the bathroom, and there's a door to go to the living room. So, like, it just looked like somebody was walking from the bathroom to the living room, or, you know, back and forth.
Mm.
So, and then I took that mirror down and put that dresser back there, because I needed the storage. And the dresser's also got a mirror on it, so I, like, scooted it all the way against the wall so I can't see it. And I also moved my workstation, so... Because, yeah, it's... I mean, I love having my granddad here, and I love all my ghosty stuff, but...
Sometimes it can creep you out. Yeah.
Sometimes it's a lot, and sometimes it does bother other people.
So, I've been told that if you have mirrors that cross each other, that it supposedly opens portals or whatever. And the only room that they had available that would house all of us that were staying was this one room... That had, they call it the mirror room, and all these, I mean, there were mirrors crossing each other all over that room.
I have mirrors crossing my bedroom.
Do you?
I just thought about that, and both of them are old as hell.
Yep. You might want to move one of them.
But I like them.
Well, you can still keep it in there, just move it to a different wall or something. They're just not supposed to cross each other.
Well, one of the mirrors is a dresser, because back when my husband was in school in the 60s, sorry, in the 60s, when you took a wood shop class, you made actual furniture.
Right.
And so that big dresser that's in my bedroom, my husband made that when he was in high school in wood shop.
Wow.
And it's got like all the little dovetail drawers and like, I mean, it's really nicely made. And they didn't have a lot of money. And so that mirror, there's no telling where that mirror came from. Because it was not new then. And so it's old. It probably came off of some super old piece of furniture that he found somewhere, whatever. And then the other mirror is a little, there was a little two-door drawer, smaller dresser kind of thing. I can't remember where, I want to say he found it on the side of the road, but it was like that tiger oak, you know what I'm talking about? Uh-uh. It's oak that's like real, kind of burly looking, I don't know. But it was painted, and he stripped it and refinished it, and I can't remember if the mirror was with it or found the mirror somewhere else. I don't remember, but anyway, those two things are together in my bedroom, like hanging as a set, and then the dresser's across. That's why my
well, I'm sitting here telling you, at my house. Need to move a mirror, but you know, I fully intend in my bathroom to eventually put a huge mirror back behind my main mirror in the bathroom so that when I'm fixing my hair, I can see both sides without having to hold a little mirror.
Yeah, I used to have a full-size mirror on the back of my closet door so that I could, like, open my closet door and have it, like, angle it to where I could see the back of my hair, you know? Mm-hmm. But I don't have one of those right now.
Yeah, so I'm probably going to open a portal to you.
Maybe that's why the ghost at my house, like, hangs out in my bedroom all the time.
Maybe.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, I don't want to stay at the Jefferson Hotel. I want to stay at the ones across the street.
I've heard...
It's haunted, too.
Yeah, I've heard really good stories about the Excelsior, and it's a really nice place.
It is. It's really nice, and we did hear some footsteps and, like, weird stuff.
And that Haywood place also...
I haven't been there.
Yeah, I've been inside of that one twice, and there's a lot of ghost stories in that one as well.
Yeah, we should do that one weekend. Let me get through maybe this summer.
Okay. Do that. We can do that. The last time I went, actually, was in July.
Yeah.
2 years ago with Wendy.
Oh. Yeah. I went for my birthday last year. I just didn't really have a good time.
We went for Brittany's birthday. Was it last year? It might have been last year that we went for Brittany's birthday.
And then we missed... We only did half the tour.
We only did half the tour when I was with Wendy, too. And we ended up meeting the lady that owns the Haywood. And we sat and visited with her and let her tell us stories. And her stories were so much more interesting than they really were.
Yeah.
Like, if you talk to some of the business owners, that's where it gets really interesting. There's a lot of stories at Annie Skinner's as well.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. And I love to go to Annie Skinner's.
Me too.
I haven't been there in years.
That's what we'll do. We'll go do a little ghosty tour, and then we'll go hang out at Annie Skinner's.
I haven't been to Annie Skinner's in years. The last time I went to Annie Skinner's, it was a Halloween party over there, and that was so much fun. That's been years ago.
I think the last time I went was Mardi Gras.
Yeah. Yeah. We should go to Annie Skinner's, do a ghost tour, go antiquing.
Yup. We're just going to make a whole day of it.
Yeah, because I've got a lake house to furnish.
We'll just make a day of it. It'll be fun.
Love it. We'll do it.
Okay. And you know what's funny is that, like, for a while there, we were sending each other a bunch of political stuff back and forth just because it pisses you off but humors you at the same time.
Yeah.
And here lately, all I look at is things that make me laugh because I'm just so sick of being pissed off.
Yeah, I think I've been sending you funny stuff.
You have.
What is the guy that I am obsessed with right now? The old-timey guy? The doctor? The one that talks funny and he has an old... Everything he owns is from the
1800s? Oh, yeah.
What is his name?
Oh, I cannot remember, but...
I have to look him up because I love him so much.
Yeah.
Dr. Perkinstein. I just like sometimes his voice is a lot and sometimes he sings and it's too much. But he's like trying to open a museum of all his old things. And I love to see all his old things.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And he's got one of those weird bicycles. It's got the huge front wheel. And he rides that around. And he was like in Jefferson the other day.
Are you serious?
He goes to Hot Springs and Jefferson. Like, he's local, I think, to here. Oh, around really? Somewhere. I'm not sure exactly where, but okay, he was like...
Okay, we got to find out so that we can go to his museum. I love him
so much. I think he's got some kind of GoFundMe set up. He's trying to, like, get this... He makes me so happy. I'm like... And then I get enough and I have to stop. Because his voice is so much. But I love seeing all his things.
Yeah.
So, and I can't tell if that's, like, his real voice or if... I don't know. At first, when I sent you that first video, that was the first one I'd seen, and I was like, I can't tell if he's being serious or if he's playing. But he's being serious.
But he was really cooking, though, yeah. With all these he was old using, like, antique old equipment.
Tommy stuff, yeah. And I love him. He makes me happy. And
he was cooking out of an old recipe book as well.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been making me pretty happy lately, and, yeah, I've been trying to, on the political front for 2 seconds. The Minnesota Supreme Court passed a ruling that women can go topless in public because women's breasts are not inherently sexual.
Okay.
And so, let's go to Minnesota and just go topless everywhere. I mean, I'm going to require a boob job about it.
That's not going to happen.
I mean...
Sisters don't sit where they used to.
Maybe we could just get a mesh bra that's clear and just...
Mine still would look squished up.
Yeah. Mine's just like... Oh, God. Well, anyway, if you're into that kind of thing, you can go to Minnesota and do that. So
you can go topless in Minnesota. Okay. Yeah, that you learn.
I called my cousin that lives up there and I said, so are we free boobing it these days? She didn't even know what I was talking about. I was like, girl, you live in Minnesota. Do you even watch your own news? And she's like, no. So mm-mm. She doesn't. So I was like, well, you can just take your top off anywhere you want to now. Can't get arrested for it.
Huh. That is definitely not what I was expecting to come out of your mouth.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's what I found. Did I not send that to you?
Mm-mm.
I probably didn't because it was political and I've been trying to not do political stuff. Like, there's so many things that are going on right now, but I don't want to watch about it because I want it to be finished and then I want to watch about it. Like, I don't want to watch little blurbs about it. I want to watch all of it.
I did hear that the Diddy trial is about to start.
Yes, Mike Myers and... Michael B. Jordan and a bunch of celebs are getting named in the jury selection stuff.
Really?
Yeah, that came out today. There was like a bunch of comedians that were being named as, I don't know what they're being named as, but it was something in the jury selection that it was a question being asked about certain comedians.
Okay.
So I was like, well, I mean... They're either witnesses or something. Well, I don't know.
I mean, I guess celebrities get called for jury duty too, right?
I don't think that they're on the jury. I think it has to do with the jury questioning these names being brought up.
That's weird.
It is weird, but it's being reported like all over the place.
Hmm.
Like, so I don't know.
I hope that they televise it. I know they're probably not going to. I wish they would.
They might. Well, not. Because...
If they do, I'm watching.
Girl, if they televise that, I'm bringing a TV up here to this flower shop. And we all have to work. We all have to do our job. But it's going to be on and the volume's going to be up loud enough to where I can hear it.
Yep.
So.
Well, while I'm at work, you may have to text me and tell me what happened. Because I need to know. Yeah, I need all of the details. I don't like drama. I do not like drama that I'm a part of, but I like other people's drama.
I love other people's drama. Like,
I just don't want to be in the drama.
Yeah, I try to steer clear of having my own drama. Because I've had enough drama in my 44 years to last the rest of my life. I'm so fucking tired of having drama.
What is your favorite court case that's ever been televised?
Oh, Casey and Anthony.
Yeah.
Casey Anthony and, I mean, probably my first, like, true crime addiction was the OJ trial.
Yeah.
Like, I remember being in elementary school. I think I was, like, in the fifth grade and, like...
Did he do it?
I mean, yeah. My granny retired, sat in this living room and watched that 24/7. She was obsessed with
that Casey Anthony thing. You know, I watched the special they did. Was it on Netflix? I
think. Yeah, there was a new one not too long ago
where they had the parents on there.
Yeah,
and he did the lie detector test and all that, which it came out that he was telling the truth.
Yeah.
There's
a new one with her too. Have you watched it?
Well, I did, and it threw some question marks up there.
I know. See, I watched it and I was like, well, she did like come on TikTok and like try to have a presence, and she got her ass handed to her in such a severe way.
Of course she did.
Because I watched the video because I was like, I'm gonna see what this bitch has got to say, and she was so full of herself and just disrespectful to anything to do with her daughter.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Her parents, her mama, she's a lot.
She's so much.
But the deal is, you know, there's other people in other places. Maybe their culture's different from ours or what. Yeah. I don't know. And maybe that's normal. I don't know. And I'm not trying to judge her mom. I don't want to know how she feels, what she went through, because that is horrible.
Yeah.
That is horrible, but she just seems like a lot.
She does seem like a lot.
There's definitely some family issues there.
I mean, I do think there was some family dynamic issues.
For sure.
And as a mom, knowing your daughter did something bad, do you try to protect them? What do you do in that position?
When it comes to your grandchild?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Listen, I love my children, dadgum, that was her grandbaby.
Well, she started out doing the right thing, and then when it came down to, well, Casey might have been the one to do it, she, like... And so, I don't know. I mean...
I can understand really wanting to believe your child. I do understand that. Just really desperately wanting to believe your child in a situation like that. But... Jodi Arias.
Oh, my God.
That one was worse.
That girl is
batshit crazy.
She was so dumb. That was... I mean... I know you don't listen to My Favorite Murder, but the episode that they did on Jodi Arias was so funny because they were like, this dumb bitch is stupid. She's just dumb.
It was ninjas.
Oh, yeah, it was ninjas. It was ninjas. Yeah. And then she took pictures and threw the camera in the washing machine thinking that was going to do...
Like, oh, no, but technology is so much better than she could ever dream.
You know what another early true crime thing that I remember being... I was, like, really young, and I was like, man, that's pretty cool. Lorena Bobbitt.
Yeah.
And then he took a position at Snap-on Auto Parts and became a porn star. He did some Snap.
Did you see that they did a documentary about him as well?
Uh-uh.
Later. I watched part of it, and then I was like, I can't watch this anymore.
No wonder she cuts your dick off, dude.
I couldn't even finish it. Jerry was just like, what is this? And I was trying to explain to him what it was. I don't know how he missed this whole thing. He didn't know.
Oh, my God.
He wasn't at home watching TV back then. He didn't know, and... It's not like that's a conversation that I would have had with my husband back then. Oh, yeah, this woman, she cut her husband's penis off. I mean, she just sliced it right off.
I mean, I remember seeing it on the news.
You know there's more to that story than she just cut it off. There is so much more to that.
Oh, there for sure was. Yeah. I want to say Morbid did a deep dive on that case, and there was a lot more to the story.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was a douche.
Oh, for sure. He still is.
He's still a douche.
Somebody paid for him to have a penis enlargement so that he could do this porn. So not only did he get it reattached, but he got this penis enlargement that made it where no woman will ever want to walk 2 feet close to him, like, at all, ever. 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 I'm sorry, guys, if there's any men out there listening, bigger is not better when you get to that. I'm just saying.
No.
It's like, keep that away from me. You know, if you're born that way,
I know. That's so sad. I felt bad. Like,
have I mentioned that I'm only 5 foot tall? I'm little.
Yeah.
No. I'll send us an email. Have you ever had to deal with something like that before? Yeah, what do you, like, do if you're on a date and that thing pops up?
Yeah. My God. Yeah, y'all can send us an email about anything. God. Yeah, that was a lot. Well, now that we've had a good laugh that I needed horribly, desperately, why don't we just wrap it up for tonight? You can send us an email at we'relittlebitdead@gmail.com.
WRELILBITDEAD at Gmail.
And you can find us on Facebook. For right now, I've given up on everything else. So, no, Facebook, okay. Little Bit Dead on that's Facebook. That's right. And that's how you can find us.
Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe.
Yeah, I don't know if we have subscriptions because I think that's the thing I have to sign up for. I might work on that because that's an Apple Podcast thing. But you can like and rate.
You can subscribe on Spotify too.
Okay, and you, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Subscribe, rate, review. Even if you think we cuss too much, even if you want to say something mean to us, still review us. Because any press is good press.
That's right. And we'll just laugh at you behind your back anyway after we read it.
Like, oh, they were mean on the internet.
Like, I've never dealt with that in real life.
Yeah. We should send out, like, a certificate or something to people that are mean on the internet. Like, I don't know. We try to be nice. Sometimes we're inappropriate, and sometimes we talk about crazy things, but we do try to be nice to people. So.
Well, life is short. You have to enjoy.
Yeah.
I try to find enjoyment and some kind of enjoyment out of every single day. I try to. That doesn't mean it always works out, but I really do try to because, you know what? I want to live while I'm still here. I want to live.
Yep.
I do. Got that from my friend Jamie.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, y'all, send me a good vibe this week. It's going to be, well, whatever has happened has already happened, so.
Yeah.
But we'll find out probably next week. So. And on that sad note.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay, we have to say something good that happened this week.
Okay. I'm not by myself at work.
Nice.
I excitedly sat on my rear end today. I did. Yay. Like, you just don't understand. Like, I've been on my feet a lot. So I was so happy that, her sister had gotten married and they had the most fabulous wedding. I swear it was not like fancy, fancy, fancy bougie type of wedding. It was quirky and perfect.
Aww.
It was exactly for them. It was wonderful. I got to see pictures, but she's back. And in my coworker, if you're a praying person, I would just ask if you'd send up prayers for her because she's really needing them. But I'm excited that I'm having some sit on my butt time this week.
Yes, for sure. Let's see, something good that happened to me this week.
Oh, and my grandbaby's living closer. They're officially in their new house.
Oh, yay! Okay. Here's something good that happened this week is I did not get to go have lunch with my daughters for their birthday, which made me very sad. But I've been getting to FaceTime with my grandbaby.
Oh, yeah.
And she smiled at me for the first time, and it was the cutest thing I've ever seen.
I love it. I had to grandparent through FaceTime a lot.
And so, yeah, that made my little heart happy, because she's smiling and being very cute. And
she's great. Oh, she's precious.
Yeah, she's the cutest baby ever. But anyway, so yeah, she smiled at me like I was doing my little grandma voice, you know, like, boop, 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 boop. And she smiled and it made me so happy. So,
yeah.
Okay, well, on that little bit of a happier note, we're going to say goodbye and goodnight. And
goodbye, goodnight. Make good choices. Be good humans.
Yeah.
And we'll be seeing you guys later.
Yeah. Till next week.
Bye.
Bye.